Why are veterans important? What makes the veteran unique and set apart from the average American? Some would say working in the military or serving your country is comparable to any ordinary job. This is untrue because the decision to serve in the military is no casual commitment. This promise requires selflessness, determination, and voluntary service. Without veterans, daily life in America would be restricted and censored. Without veterans, there would be no freedom of choice or freedom to speak openly about our beliefs. Veterans have made these rights possible through hard work and sacrifice. Without their protection of our country, the United States would not be known as the land of the free. But because of their devotion to their countrymen, we can live freely under our national anthem's claim. In countries unknown to most, in compounds that few possess the courage to enter, brave men and women fought and laid down their lives. We can now enjoy privileges we often take for granted. We can have confidence in these core beliefs which are made possible by the perseverance of others. Only 1% of Americans have answered this costly call. 99% of Americans have never heard desperate cries for help, felt the vibration of war sirens resonate through their bodies, or thought that a certain day might be their last. The veteran's high calling does not come without rewards, however. There is a deep camaraderie, an unbreakable bond, that develops from shared life experience. Civilians can maintain strong friendships, but the veteran experiences the ultimate depth of intimacy when he stands beside his brother's flag-draped coffin. This unique grief and loss is what veterans must endure. It is not forced or demanded of them. They do it voluntarily. If we take a minute to place ourselves in their shoes, should it not change how we act? Would it not change the way we view veterans and how much we value them? Politicians might say that American ideals are protected by words, by free speech. But what protects their freedom of speech? Will words defend us when the enemy attacks? No. Paper and ink may have written the foundation of America, but it is blood that protects it. These soldiers fought and died in countries they could not even call home so that we could live without fear. This nation that ascribes honor to our flag owes these men and women. We owe them the respect that their sacrifice deserves. But we should not merely honor them in lip service. We must positively impact society in light of their sacrifice. We must live out our freedoms without forgetting those who gave them to us. We must remember the ones who fought, bled, and died for them. When you encounter a veteran, be kind and seek conversation with them. Show a genuine concern for their needs, especially for those returning from deployments. They are coming home to a completely different world. The burdens of war have not been shouldered by ordinary citizens, but by these resilient individuals. When we defer the defense of our country to these veterans, we are charged with a moral obligation to know them, to respect, honor, and encourage them. So when we think of veterans, it should not merely be on a few appointed holidays throughout the year. We should remember and recognize their importance daily. Every morning we should consider that life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness is possible because of their protection. They have laid down their rights so that we might have ours. These freedoms would not have been possible without the selflessness, devotion, and service of these veterans. They have placed the interests of others before their own, regardless of their feelings. Veterans have given America her voice, and we have the responsibility to honor them with it.